The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, it's nice to see everyone arriving. Hello. It's been nice to share this week. And perhaps just before we get started with the meditation, I'll mention that next week it will be Mae Elliott. I think some of you know her. She's a wonderful young teacher at IMC, and I hope you'll join her. I don't know what her topic is, so you'll have to come on Monday. So let's go ahead then and get started for today. Finding your meditation posture, settling in for the sit this morning, or afternoon or evening. I know we're all over the world. And just gently closing the eyes. And bringing the attention inward. Sensing into the touch points of the seat against the chair or the cushion. The legs or feet against the floor, or if you're lying, it's what you're lying down on. And just finding a place where you can feel balanced on what you're resting on so that there's very little effort to hold yourself up. If you're in a chair, it's sometimes nice to sit a little bit forward, not to be leaning back. Of course, if you need to, that's fine. But if you don't, it's actually more stable to be resting in a balanced position on your own sit bones. And then softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Softening all the little muscles of the forehead and the face, the jaw. Down through the throat and the shoulders. Letting the shoulder blades slide down the back. Releasing the arms and the hands so they feel natural. And then through the torso, softening the chest area, belly, releasing the diaphragm. Letting go in the muscles of the low back. The body is balanced, the belly and the low back can both relax, and the spine just supports the weight upright. And down through the hip joints, thighs, the Achilles, the ankle joints, and even the feet. So connecting through the whole body. And if there were parts that are sore today, or you couldn't even feel them very well, that's okay. We just have ease in the mind about how the body is right now. It's fine. Connecting in with the sensations of the breath. We've worked with the breath in several different ways this week. And the invitation for today is to connect with gentle whole body breathing, nothing effortful, but just sensing throughout the body the way the breath can connect, spread and connect the different parts. Natural breath. On the out breath, we can continue to soften any parts that we notice are tight. And on the in breath, we strengthen the sense of uprightness. In breath is energizing, and that bolsters the support in the body, the uprightness, and then everything else relaxes around that. So when I keep saying relax, we're not just turning into a lump. It's more that we're relaxing more and more around this upright support of the spine. Or if you're lying down, the spine is still the straight support. There's a way that the breath can feel like a bath or a massage as it just flows gently throughout the body. It can even flow through any thoughts or emotions that are there. We just emphasize, we put the breath more on the in the foreground. And those other things can be in the background with the breath touching and connecting those too. This way of resting with the breath as our favored place of attention will slowly generate some stability in the mind. If we keep our continuity of attention in a gentle way, we can feel into the ease and rest of having a little bit of stability. as the mind begins to gain even a bit of stability, a bit of steadiness, we can gently now open the awareness a little bit wider. If it used to be kind of curved in around the breath, we just soften that curve so that the awareness includes sounds, other sensations in the body, into the space of the mind. We feel if there are any emotions present or thoughts. We don't have to move the mind. We're just widening it. We're not going looking for things. We're just opening. So the same amount of energy is going toward staying in the present moment, but we don't direct it at the breath anymore. So it feels like the mind is becoming a vast sky or a vast space in which all experience occurs. The mind is just there. And other things can be noticed within it. This is the space element. The space element is not established anywhere, so it's free of positionality, of time, of a particular view, of a focus like ourself. It's just there. It is an element also because it connects all things by extending between them, and because it can be experienced. All of the elements are experiential. So just allowing the mind to be this vast space in which other things occur. And notice the deep rest of that. Clouds and wind and leaves and birds all go through the sky, but none of them touch the sky. None of them taint the sky. So let the space of the mind just be there. And each time we get caught up in something that's in the sky and we notice, just open and become the sky again. And if this doesn't quite make sense, that's okay too. Just rest as well as you can with the openness to all experience in the present without getting lost. So resting with the space element. And as we move toward the end of this meditation, connecting again with the sensations of the breath in the body, perhaps taking a little bit deeper breath, and on the exhale, sensing the groundedness of the body sitting or standing or lying. So allowing the mind to re-enter its orientation in the body, in space, in time. But perhaps we still retain a lingering sense of the large space that's possible in awareness, even as we reconnect with our own back, shoulders, knees, the heat of the body. We can still remember this sense of being part of the sky. And that's something that we can carry with us throughout the day. This breath, spaciousness, largeness of mind in which things are happening. So this is a great way to approach situations that might feel a little bit intense. Oh, it's all weather happening within the sky of the mind. Or if there are people who are challenging for us in some way, if we just broaden awareness, they become a smaller part of the whole. So it's a great gift, really, to have the ability to touch into this wider mind, even in the everyday world that we live in, as a way that we're not going to be so reactive, a way that we can take a larger perspective, or a way that we can be give space and feel compassionate for someone else's caught upness. It's not such a usual way of being in the world, in our intense, self-focused, view-oriented world. So it can be a nice contrast and a protection for us and others.